Shalom lekula.
Hello everyone. Today, tens on duty are Romania, Moscow, 10 number 2, Guadalajara, Carmiel, and Petah Tikva, 10 number 27. Romania, please go ahead.
Good morning, friends. I want to speak a bit about the Congress we had in Borovets. We had a great connection, and we understood if we put our heart in the middle of the ten, we find there the Creator, and we see how He speaks to the friends in the same heart as me. And it's a great feeling. And I think all that is because we invest in the friends and we really wanted to be with them in one heart. We wanted to escape ourselves, and that was the salvation. The Creator showed us mercy and connected us with the friends. And after the Congress, we felt the hardening of the heart. And the friends were with me and helping me, and I was there for my friends. And we suffered together, and we were in joy together. And after the Congress, we went together at the lessons, and we heard Rav what he was telling us to do, to go forward. So now we need our friends in Petah Tikva to help us to organize. We are very small, and we don't know the path. We are like babies with closed eyes, so we really need the help from Petah Tikva and from the friends from Europe and all over the world to be together, to invest more, invest in our connection, and to be together always, to show the friends that we are always when we are feeling good, and also when we are feeling bad, we are in the same heart, and that's what is gonna save us from ourselves. So we have to think only to the ten, for the good of the ten. Thank you for this opportunity, and now friends from Petah Tikva, thank you.
An excerpt from Rabash, A Covenant of Salt. On all your offerings you shall offer salt. This is the covenant of the salt, which is a covenant against the intellect. For when one takes good things from one's friend, they should make a covenant. A covenant is needed precisely when each one has his demands and complaints against the other, and they might come into anger and separation. At that time, the covenant they made obligates them to maintain the love and unity between them. For the rule is that whenever someone wishes to hurt the other, they have a cure to remember the covenant that they had made between them. This obligates them to maintain the love and peace. This is the meaning of, on all your offerings you shall offer salt, meaning that any nearing in the work of the Creator should be through a covenant of salt, as this is the whole foundation. Again, on all your offerings you shall offer salt. This is the covenant of the salt, which is a covenant against the intellect. For when one takes good things from one's friend, they should make a covenant. A covenant is needed precisely when each one has demands and complaints against the other, and they might come into anger and separation. At that time, the covenant they made obligates them to maintain the love and unity between them. For the rule is that whenever someone wishes to hurt the other, they have a cure to remember the covenant that they had made between them. This obligates them to maintain the love and peace. This is the meaning of, on all your offerings you shall offer salt, meaning that any nearing in the work of the Creator should be through a covenant of salt, as this is the whole foundation. Moscow, please go ahead.
Вопрос на активный семинар. Как мы строим?
An active question. A question for an active seminar. How do we build a covenant between us in the ten? How do we build a covenant between us in the ten? The covenant is something that we have to renew again and again. In states where we feel elation, where we're inspired and we see the greatness of the friends and we want to be next to them, this is the time to make a covenant for the opposite states. And repeatedly, we keep renewing the covenant. Yeah, it's like half a shekel that we try, and we want the Creator to help us sustain this, to keep one another in the center of the group. We have to push ourselves into this covenant. The covenant is always there because the Creator made this covenant. And we have to discover, all of us, the covenant is already there and the friends are already connected. And the invitation is always open. The shop is always open. This is exactly the time now in this process of expansion and contraction. And this is the time of contraction where all the centers have to be focused on the center of the tent to renew the covenant, to obligate, to ask the Creator to hold us in this obligation towards each other, and this is how we will advance. Yeah, this is something that has to be updated into the new state again and again, and this covenant has to be between us and an upper goal where we agree between us that the covenant is for revealing the Creator. It is for the general, for everyone else. And to update the covenant, it means to come to recognition of evil again and again, to feel the distance from the quality of bestowal, and to ask from the light that reforms to raise us back to that place.
It
seems every time that when we come near each other and we make the covenant, we tighten our connections. Corresponding against the force of separation. And when we come near each other, then this connection becomes stronger and stronger, the covenant. A question for a silent workshop.
Давайте попросим,
чтобы
построить союз соли между нами.
The Creator to help us build this covenant of salt between us. Again, a question for a silent workshop. Let us ask the Creator to help us build the covenant of salt between us.
La 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 la